Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In today's podcast, we will be continuing our discussion on communication by focusing on the art of listening. As we discussed in our last podcast, communication is a process by which information is exchanged between individuals through a common system of symbols, signs, or behaviors. It's a mix of words and gestures, the said and the unsaid. Often, when we think about communication, we spend more time thinking about output than we do input. Today, we're going to focus on what we don't say more than on what we do. As you know, the communication process is a sender and receiver relationship. The person who is talking, the sender, has a point of view they wish to share with the person they are talking to. This is where the listener or the receiver comes into play. Like the children's game of telephone, the speaker sends a message into the air and carries with them the expectation that the person listening is going to receive that information and process it correctly. In a perfect world, this is a circle. The sender sends, the receiver receives, and then they switch places. Of course, we realize that is not always the case. Famous author and humorist Mark Twain wrote, "Wisdom is the reward you get for a lifetime of listening when you would rather have talked." The listener in any conversation has the job of receiving the information put out by the sender and processing it for understanding. Here's where it can get complicated. In our last podcast, we discussed how communication is made up of 4 principles. It's inescapable, irreversible, complicated, and contextual in nature. So with that in mind, how then are we assured that what we hear is what was actually said? Here is where active listening is an important tool to add to your tool belt. Active listening is, well, the act of listening and responding to another person in a way that improves mutual understanding. Listening and hearing are not the same thing. Think of it as listening with feet. It requires action. In order to actively listen to what someone is saying, you must focus your attention, watch their nonverbal behavior, ask questions, and constantly check for understanding. For example, if it's your turn to listen during a conversation, say something like, "What I'm hearing you say is," and then paraphrase what you just heard. This makes sure that the sender feels validated because you have just expressed that you're taking them seriously. Also, while listening, you should maintain good eye contact. Look at the person who is speaking and give them feedback. A smile or a head nod will go a long way towards a good interpersonal relationship and create an excellent communication bond. In the end, no matter what side of the conversational circle you find yourself on, it is best to remember that communication flows both ways. In order for a true conversation to happen, one must be willing to be both the sender and the receiver. After all, as someone once said, you have 2 ears and 1 mouth so that you listen twice as much as you speak. This was just a small piece from our couples communication class. Thank you for joining me and Fleet and Family in our podcast series.